Hundreds of children a day are dropped off in Skid Row, where homelessness, poverty, and drug deals are everywhere. But the kids are not there to walk the streets. Instead, they come for a special learning experience. The students step out of their bus and file into a studio for the arts. Here, they're exposed to music, dance, drama.
I come here because I like to dance a lot.
It makes me feel happy and proud.
Excited.
You could express your feelings.
Tucked in a corner of Skid Row is a place of refuge. It's called Inner City Arts.
It's about really facilitating children believing themselves as valuable, wonderful human beings with lots of potential.
That's Jan Kirsch, Director of Professional Development. Elementary and middle school students come here twice a week during their school day to dabble in the arts. These are some of the poorest kids in Los Angeles. Their families are at or below the poverty line.
The idea that no geographic area implies specific limitations for the people who live there. Any human being given an opportunity to grow and flourish can. They know that, you know what, this is my neighborhood. This is where I am. This is who I am.
Inner City Arts was launched in 1989, sparked by the vision of co-founder Bob Bates.
I actually had a kind of message from, I believe, from God to start the school. I was meditating in my studio, and this voice said, get an art space for kids one time.
Bates founded Inner City Arts to instill kids with creativity so they can save the world.
People, in order to survive, are going to have to become highly creative. We're going to have to be very adaptable. We're going to have to be able to make changes quickly. We're going to have new ideas. And we're going to have to be able to let go of old thoughts.
And you're going to mirror your partner.
Dance instructor Beth Garrett teaches a class of kindergartners.
It's so magical what actually happens in the studio when the kids come in and bring their energy in.
She's copying everything your partner does.
But the kids don't learn dance moves. Instead, it's a lesson in creativity.
I provide a sort of foundation for different parts of dance. With that foundation, the students then choreograph their own dance phrases, their own dances. I provide an outline for them, and then they fill it in.
One, two, here we go.
It makes learning fun.
Jacob says he doesn't get this type of opportunity at home.
No, I don't get to do all this fun because I get homework.
In music class, the second graders, like Brittany, are learning the basics.
I learned like how to play instruments and how to sing songs and other stuff.
Music instructor Edith Vargas teaches them the fundamentals.
Everybody, big one, like a beautiful day. Today is a beautiful day too.
To develop their ears. It's very, very important for kids to process that information too, you know, the wonderful music in the world, you know, the sound. This is, I think, the seed I plant here, you know.
She hopes that seed will one day develop into serious musicians with a love for music. And it's already beginning. For Corey?
I want to play the drums.
And Martine?
The guitar.
Their second grade teacher, Mark Reyes, also participates in the music learning. He says his students tend to focus better.
Sometimes some subjects can be a little dry in school, but here it's something that they're actively a part of.
Now let's try again. 3, 2, 1, action!
In drama, the middle school students have center stage.
Were they doing a puppet show?
12-year-old Delilah enjoys the learning experience at Inner City Arts.
School's boring, right here it's fun. In school they're always like getting mad at you, telling you what to do. Right here they tell us what to do, but not in a mean way.
It's a very different kind of place for these kids. Kirsch says even the architecture promotes a creative learning environment.
So open, with high ceilings, some of the walls are at angles. The architecture here opens up the experience to questioning.
Bob Bates says his vision, 18 years later, has blossomed beyond his wildest imagination, and it must continue for the sake of the kids.
If we don't raise them with care and love and tenderness and creativity, we're going to create a world that we're not going to want to live in. It's like a garden. What you plant in the ground and the way you take care of it is what grows.
For Inner City Arts, it's all about empowering kids today to become the leaders of tomorrow. In Skid Row in downtown Los Angeles, Deborah Green, Annenberg Radio News.